Sit back, relax, lace up your J's. This is For the Soul.
With Alex and Dylan.
This is so exciting.
What's up? We're back.
Welcome back to For the Soul, episode 4. Today we got some crazy shoes to show you guys and look at. But first, we're going to go over some stuff about break because we just came back to school. So I'm going to show you guys some stuff. So I copped the Jubilee 11s when I was over break at my store that I worked at, the Nike Factory store for retail. So it was $180 and then with tax and everything, $194. Very clean shoe. What do you think of the Jubilees?
Honestly, I'm jealous. I wish I had them. To me, they're like the newest classic, if that makes sense to me. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
They're like the newest classic, I think, for Jordan 11s. My boy, Jonah Hill, has them. Not the actor, but his name is Jonah Hill too. Shout out both of them.
Same name, that's crazy.
Yeah, so yeah, they're fucking fire. Bleep that out.
All right, so we're gonna go over the what does today. That's gonna be our theme of the day.
Yep.
So first we're gonna go with LeBron's. We got the 9s, 10s.
So these ones are 10s, right? I'm a little bit rusty with LeBron's.
Yes.
A tiny bit.
The 10s.
Okay, those are 10s. I knew it.
So I think the 10s are awesome. They're so fly. Yeah. There's like a lot going on and stuff.
Yep. They go hard.
And then the 9s are actually a sample and they go for $4,000.
That's a little bit nuts, but.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. I feel like I could get a lot of shoes for $4,000 and I would rather have like them than that. I don't know. It just doesn't really do it for me. But those what the 10s go crazy.
They are crazy. And then the toe box on the left shoe is the extraterrestrial toe box. And I actually had LeBron 10 extraterrestrial. And then there's something on the tongue too. It says MVP. I think they're MVPs. I think that's actually what they're called. Something like
that. Okay, that makes sense. That's like the perfect what the shoe.
Because
it's like, whoa. Yeah.
All right, more LeBrons. So we got the 11s and 12s. The 11s go for $300 to $500. I really mess with the 11s a lot.
100%. I really agree with that. I think out of those, all the ones there, the 11s on the left are the best.
So
my opinion.
Out of the 9s, 10s, 11s, and 12s, or just out of these two?
Out of these.
For the Soul.
What they're trying to do is put a bunch of different colorways into one
it
thing
works.
So
it
works
you.
That's what I'm saying. They got my
the 23 is really cool.
Yeah,
and
that's
the 12s
cool. I like that.
I definitely like the 11s. I would definitely wear them. I don't think they come in small sizes, so it sucks for us women or even kids with small feet. We can't really get the what those they're still dope.
Or dudes with small feet. I don't have small feet, but
some but do.
My king's out there with small feet.
Keep living.
Yeah. Well,
Maybe someday. All right, so favorite LeBron, what the? Out of the 9s, 10s, 11s, and 12s. I would say either the 10s or 11s.
Yeah, 10s or 11s. I think I'm going to say 10s. They're just really hard.
I'll agree with them the same. They're just, if I saw someone, I know I'd be like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would start clapping.
Yo.
Yeah.
How'd you get those? All right, let's go to KD's. So these are 5s and 6s.
I've never really been a big fan of KD5s. That's just, I think they're like the same thing as like Dunk, Hyper Dunks or whatever they're called.
Yes, they do look like Hyper Dunks.
They look like exactly like them. So it's like kind of like, in my opinion, it's like already like, I don't know. But the 6s are fire.
Oh, I love the 6s.
Yeah.
I love the pattern on the left shoe.
Yep.
And honestly, like, I would totally rock them.
I think that's from the peanut butter and jelly ones, that jelly swoosh.
The jelly swoosh on the right shoe is definitely from the PBJs. And then the front of that shoe is from the Ligers. Like, there's a KD6 with all the animals in it.
That's sick.
Very cool. The KD5s. I like the Easters. I have the Easters. And then, honestly, I can't really remember too much about KD5s.
Yeah, just Not I think that they're good. Really similar to Dunks, and it's just like not really doing it for me.
That's a good comparison. They do look like Hyper Dunks. All right. So now we got fours and sevens. We got fours and sevens. Bang. From that view, it looks so cool.
Yeah. No, the top.
Top view.
The top ones are the sevens.
Yes.
And then the bottom ones are fours. Okay. Honestly, my favorite KD ever is the sevens. And you can see that it on this one, it's the Aunt Pearl. It's yep. The wings.
I have the Aunt Pearls. Love that.
They're my favorite KD ever. But for this, I don't think they, I don't know. I'd rather have another. I would rather have another. It's not that I don't like it. Like, if somebody blessed me with them, I'd be like, bet. But it's like, I don't think I'm going to make that purchase myself.
Fair. I like KD fours a lot. But, like, the sevens are really colorful and cool. The fours, they definitely did a good job with incorporating each colorway.
Yeah.
You can see the Chinese New Year's, the Weathermen, the Ant Pearl, everything. Yeah, those were a grail line. You can even the Nerf strap, too.
Yep. The Nerf ones go crazy.
Yeah, they come in the cool box, too, like basketball and hoop. Another episode of just samples coming soon.
I like that idea.
Yep. All right, so your favorite KD, what the?
I would have to say the sixes.
I would agree. The sixes are just awesome.
They're just so clean. I mean, like, you can't beat that.
Even the blue bottoms, like the crab. I think
they go really good with the green bottoms on the other one, and they're a different color still.
Yeah, it's like, sick.
Just, yeah, it works.
All right, and our Kobes. These are 7 and 8. The sevens, I think the back is cool. This is the back of them. But the front is kind of ugly, the brown. I mean, I don't really like it. I wouldn't wear them.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. You pretty much
took the words out of your
mouth. You got it. I was like, that was accurate. I think this is like the part of the poison frog or whatever.
Yeah, the dart frogs.
Yeah. I actually have a pair of Kobe 8s that I'm trying to sell. 9.5. Hit me up. Yeah.
And what colorway are they?
Last Emperor. So they're black and white. The name's pretty fire. But
that is a fire name. Yeah. So if you need Kobe 8s, hit them up.
9.5. Hit me up.
All right. So I love Kobe 8s. I probably would wear these if someone was like, give them to me, I guess, but yeah. I want to go out of my way to buy them, but I still really like Kobe 8s.
I completely understand that. Completely understand that.
All right, let's go to, all right, Kobe 9s and 10s. I love the Kobe 9. My favorite what does ever, Kobe 9s, the top. Like, they're just so clean. The white, and then the colors look awesome, and then inside, the lining. Really can't go wrong.
I'm gonna surprise you here. The bottom ones I've actually like looked at those before. I think it was when I was like, I just got thrown back in time because it was like when I was way younger.
Yeah.
I looked at those and I thought they were fire. And now
the tens.
The tens. And now I'm shook. Like, I remember looking at those when I was younger and like being like, yo, I need to get those. That's crazy.
You like them?
Yeah, I still like them.
They're cool. They're very, like, just solid colors, but it works.
Yeah.
They're very similar to nines, but I like nines better. I want those so bad, but they'll never be small enough for me.
I like the tongue on the nines better.
Yeah, the Kobe, like, the...
Yeah.
His little symbol.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so favorite what, the Kobe?
I would probably have to say... My younger self would argue with me, but honestly, I'm kind of, the ones that you're talking about are growing on me.
Yeah,
I was like just thinking about them. Those are fire. I would say, I would probably have to say the nines.
Yes, nines, to be honest. All the way. But all right, now we got the Jordans and SBs.
Okay. The fives, Jordans.
Fours,
I love Jordans. Jordans are my favorite kind of like sneaker, but I just really don't feel like they did a good job. I mean, that's me personally. I feel like for the fives, it was a miss. And for the fours, it just looks like a regular sneaker. Like, it doesn't really look like, the point of what does is to be like, what the, like, they're not like,
what the,
really,
those are crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So they're just really not really doing that for me. And the fives just look like, I don't know, just, it looks jumbled together. Like, yes. It doesn't look like it was put together well.
Like the green beans and then the Bel Airs.
Yeah, it just, yeah.
It's not really what the fours. They're not like screaming what the.
Yeah.
Just very, the basic colorways put together. But then you have the SBs over here.
The SBs are crazy.
You got, I think they're cool. They're definitely a very good what the shoe.
They're crazy. I don't know if those are, they're either what the Pauls. Those might be called what the Pauls.
No, I don't know.
See right now.
They definitely go for a lot too. I can't say I've seen anyone wearing the what the fours. Maybe I've seen the fives. So they are called what the Pauls.
Those are what the Pauls.
And they go for not even as much as you would think.
My size, 10.5, 640. They're around like 500, 600.
It's not too bad.
I mean, not horrible. These ones are the ones I was thinking of. These are just the regular what the dunk. There's like what the Pauls. Yeah, hold up. There's what the Pauls and there's what the dunks. Yeah, those are what the dunks. Those up there are what the Pauls. So there's two. The what the dunks go for insane money. Yeah.
Up to 33,000.
Yeah. Upwards 33,000. So yeah, those are crazy. I saw an episode of Storage Wars one time and they found a pair.
Oh, that's
left, and I know. That's crazy.
I would love to find a pair of shoes in the
that
storage.
That would be fire.
And anytime I go thrifting, I look for Jordans or some dunks left behind because people don't know. They're worth a lot.
Yeah.
So what do you think your favorite what the overall is out of all of them? I mean, yeah, these are mine. The Kobe 9s for sure.
Kobe 9s. Mm-hmm. I respect that. I might have
to say. The KD 6 are fire too, though.
Yeah, wait, let me see the KDs again.
All right, so these are the sixes.
Yeah, right, I think actually it might be the LeBron 10s.
Yes, the 10s. Let's show the 10s one more time.
Yeah, there on the right side. Yeah, I would have to. Yeah, LeBron 10s.
I could see you rocking them. I really can. Would you hoop in them?
I feel like I would actually want to go out and wear them. So, like, after I wore them out for a while and they would end up like a little bit scuffed up and stuff, then I would hoop in them. So like when I'm done like flexing them and wearing them out, then I would actually hoop in them, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense, since they're already beat up. Why not beat them up a little bit more?
Yeah, but I would want to walk around with this. I would keep them as good for as long as I could, and then I would hoop in them.
You could probably keep them a while.
Yeah.
I've hooped in 10s before. Didn't really like it too much because the airbags were a little chunky. So I think they stopped making what those. Why do you think they stopped making what those? Or do you think they'll make more?
Honestly, I think part of the reason that they may have stopped making what those is because of that, like, Jordan 5. Like, that was such a miss, in my opinion. Like, that Jordan 5 was horrible. Like, I wouldn't want it. Like, even
not enough people want it, not enough demands.
I just don't want that.
And it must be like that for KD's, Kobe's, and LeBron's regular shoes, because they're just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, and also the thing is for what this, you can only do it for so long. You can't make another what the of the same. I mean, you could try, but it's like it's never going to be the same. Yeah, like if they could try to make another what the LeBron 10, or they could try to make another what the Kobe 9 or whatever, like,
yeah,
whatever it is, but
mix the colorways up a little bit, but they won't do that.
It's just not really going to do the same. Like, yeah, I think that's kind of what it is, because like you're taking all of them and putting it into a shoe, so like it's kind of hard to take them all and put them into the same shoe again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they should do that. It would kind of ruin the originality of it.
Yeah. Or it would drive the price of these up.
Yes, that too. So yeah, His, and then...
And we're trying to cop these.
I will buy those if they ever come out. Or maybe I'll just buy the smallest size that they have. I would maybe buy.
Heard it here first.
There you go. Here are the releases.
Okay.
For this coming week.
I like sixes. But lows, I don't know.
I agree. I don't know either.
Like, because these could have been fire if they were highs, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they look off when they're low.
It looks like somebody cut the top of the shoe off.
Yes, exactly. And these are coming out 10 a.m. on February 4th. Good luck getting them, because I bet they'll sell out.
Yeah.
You know.
No, regardless that they're like lows, and lows are in less demand of Jordan 6, they're Jordan 6s. So they're gone. They're already gone, basically.
The Lunar New Year's gone. All right, next we got February 11th and 12th, some fives. Girls That Hoop. I do like the name of that because I'm a girl that can hoop.
Yeah.
And an Eraser Blue. What you like?
I'm not really feeling either one of these. And I'm in the, like, I'm in the process of, like, wanting some fives. So I wish that they were coming out with some fire fives. But, I mean, what is it really to write home about? It's, like, all black with a little bit of blue.
Yeah, it's like, and the then, Motorsport 4s, like, just...
Yeah, and then cool. Girls That Hoop, like, that's a cool name, but then why does every girl have to wear hot pink on the middle of their
thing? Oh my gosh, literally, I don't know why.
So
my favorite, like, color is green, right? I don't want a pink shoe.
Yeah, not every girl loves pink, so I don't know. I think these are both low-key a miss.
I think that if they're going to name this Girls That Hoop, they should have done it based off a WNBA team. That would make sense.
That's facts.
Maybe the Seattle Storm. They're the best. I mean, also, go Celtics.
Facts. Tatum, the Celtic the 5 would be dope.
They should do that, but they have 8s.
They have Sugar the Celtic 8s.
Also, okay. Speaking of 5s, I got the Great 5s on today with my Tatum jersey, which is weird because the Great 5s are Hornet colors, and they're playing the Hornets when we are filming this episode, which is February 2nd.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air always wore Grape 5s and then took the laces out of them.
Really?
Yeah.
He just wore them and no lace?
Yeah.
You could do that with 5s. But I wouldn't. I like the lace lock. Lace lock is beautiful.
Yeah, that is cool.
All right, we got one more. This looks like the Girls That Hoop. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it looks a lot like it, actually.
Except a 6, and it's a kid's shoe.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll sell out. Not if they're
just a kid's
shoe. I don't
think they'll sell out either. Even though they're a Jordan 6, which you would think is like, but it's like
white and atmosphere. White and atmosphere.
Yeah.
Could have been a better name.
Yeah, definitely could have been a better name. I agree with that. I think that it's mediocre.
Mediocre miss.
Miss.
All right, that's all the red releases we got. That's our episode 4. Make sure you tune in for episode 5, and we'll see what it's going to be.
Yes, sir.
Keep tuning in, though, because we got more episodes coming your way this
semester. But yeah, we're back, so tune in.
Tune in, and go Celtics.
Facts.
Brought to you by Dylan and Alex. This is For the Soul.